So there you go. Okay. Hakoreh Shema v'lo hishmiya lo ozno yotza. Doesn't sound like it's l'chatchila ben zion. It's acceptable. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yotza. It's not acceptable. And we're going to have to figure out why. Why is it not acceptable? Why does it have to be audible? So hakoreh v'lo dikdik v'osi oseha Rabbi Yossi omer yotza. It's not optimal, but it's at minimum acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yotza. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not acceptable. A person has to be medaktik b'osios. What that means, we'll have to see. Akara the mafreya lo yatza. Kara v'ta'a yachzor l'makom sheta'a. Rashi defines lo diktik b'osiosel l'farshan yafe bisfasav. My time of the Rabbi Yossi asking my Rishon Duchsev Shema Yisrael Hashmeh l'oznecha. There's a gzeras hakasav which says that in this area uniquely, like we saw at the very beginning of the parak, this area uniquely you have to make sure that it's audible. Tanakam b'sambar, shema b'chol lashon shata shemaya. Furthers the theme of Kabbalah's malchus shemayim that you have to understand it. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, tarte shema mina, that clearly, the shema mina is a pun here, but clearly shema Yisrael, if I'm saying that Hashmeh l'oznecha mashata motzi mipicha, you have to understand it as well. What's the point of making a declaration which is audible that you don't understand? So really, Rabbi Yossi says, I hold from two dinim. Number one, that it has to be audible. And number two, that you have to understand it. B'chol lashon sha'ata shomeya. Tanan hasam, cheresh ha-medaber v'eno shomeya lo yitzro. He's not chayiv in trumus and meister, but he's in the eat tevel because he's a cheresh. My goodness, ve'im taram trumas or trumus. So what is this all about? So Rashi explains, lo yitram lefi she'eno shamea habracha shehu mevarech aleha, because he cannot hear the bracha, and if he's not going to be able to hear the bracha, so then maybe he can't recite the bracha. So better to find somebody else to take truma. But if he would take truma, it'd be acceptable because the bracha is not li'ikuva. The bracha is not li'ikuva, it's only a berchas ha-mitzvah. So, cheresh ha-medaber v'inu shomeya, lo yitram im tarim tu masa tarim. Man tano cheresh ha-medaber v'inu shomeya, di evidin, l'chad chila lo, am Rav Chesed Rabbi Yossi. This is actually the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which is a little surprising to us, because Rabbi Yossi, we just finished saying, in the world of Kriyat Shema, holds that lo hushmiya le'ozno is lo yatza. So either he's cholek, it's mechalik between the areas of Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriyat Shema, or there's something funny going on here. It's not a Kriyat Shema v'lo Yishmiel Ozno Yatza. The Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Amr lo Yatza. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yossi lo Yatza gabe Kriyat Shema da Raisa. Aval trum yishun bracha hu, bracha de Rabbanan, v'lo be bracha talya milsa. It's only din de Rabbanan, and it's not the Yikuvah. So bracha de Rabbanan, Rashi says, the Amur Rabbanan. The rabbis were the ones who said, kol mitzvos, kulan mevarech aleihen over la'asiyasan. Therefore, it's not li'ikuva. A person doesn't make a berchas ha-mitzvah. It doesn't in any way undermine the kiyum ha-mitzvah. There are so many mitzvahs, after all, Asher, that don't even have a bracha. Kibud ha-be'im, tzedakah, piriyah v'rivya. So many mitzvahs don't have a bracha, according to many, right? Kiddushin, right? Doesn't have a berchas ha-mitzvah. That's the berchas shevach v'odah. So to say that it's going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah, Kriyat Shema itself probably doesn't have a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? Shema Beyom Yolatil Chal Mishpatei Tzidkach. Okay, so it's easy to think that Rabbi Yossi says that it's Bidi Eved Likuva in the world of Kriyat Shema, but it's only required the Chathchila and standard Birchas HaMitzvah. This is where the Gemara is holding right now. Okay? Mimai the Rabbi Yossi Yidom Rabbi Yehudi V'amra Gabi Kriyat Shema Na'am Yidi Eved In L'Chathchila Lo. So why not just say that we're really holding the Rabbi Yehuda? And then it's Rabbi Yehuda across the board. He said that you're Yotzei b'di'evid in the world of Kriyat Shema. Why not say that it's Rabbi Yehuda and you're Yotzei b'di'evid in the world of Truma, Cheresh HaMedaber v'eino Shomea. Di'evid in l'chatchilo lo. Tei d'dektani hakorei di'evid in l'chatchilo. So imri hai d'dektani hakorei lo di'echa kocha d'Rabbi Yehuda. Sidamer di'evid nami lo. Di'Rabbi Yehuda afi l'chatchilo nami yotza. Wow. So the Gemara says, no, it's better to be mokim this like Rabbi Yossi than to say Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, we actually think, in the world of Kriyat Shema, accepts l'chatchila that a person said it quietly, not audibly, because he only holds b'chol lashon sha'ata shomea, he doesn't hold hashmei oznecha What are you going to do with that? The person should not just be maharer birchas hamazon, but if he does, then he's yotzei b'diavad. Money, according to what you said just now, so it shouldn't be either lo Rabbi Yosi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda hamar lechatchila nami yotza, and di Rabbi Yosi diavad nami lo. So elamai Rabbi Yehuda diavad in lechatchila lo. So all of our dreams of saying that Rabbi Yehuda held that you didn't have to do anything audibly lechatchila have now been dashed because you wouldn't have anybody to be mokim this line about birchas hamazon. Okay? Okay, let's go a little bit further than the Gemara, then I want to circle back to some of the Tosfos. Yeah. So, Ela, my Rabbi Yehuda, the evidence, lechatchila lo. So we return to our original conceptualization of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that lechatchila you should say Shema out loud. It's only HaKori et Shema, v'lo Shmiel li'ozno, b'dievid, Yatz. Ela hadatani Rabbi Yehuda, b'reder, Rabbi Shimon and Pazi, chereish, hamadab, v'ino shemea, torim, lechatchila, money. Who says he could be Torim lechatchila? Now it's not Rabbi Yehuda, who just said it would be b'dievid, not Rabbi Yosi, who we assumed that it would be arguably Liikuva. So, I Rabbi Yehuda amar di'evid in lechatchila, I Rabbi Yosi amar di'evid nami lo, Eliolam Rabbi Yehuda ve'avachilu lechatchila nami, v'lo kasha hadidei ha'dirabe. So we want to again be mokin Rabbi Yehuda that he says lechatchila, a person can read the Shema without hearing it. And again, the previous reporting, when it comes to, let's say, Birkas HaMazon, that is only acceptable b'di'evid, that was really dirabe. Ditzan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Kori et Shema Tzarech sheyashmiya lo ozno Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad Amar Lei Rav Meir Arei Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alavavcha Achar Kavana Saleiv Hein Hein Dvarim. So once we have a shita that says that, right, Achar Kavana Saleiv Hein Hein Dvarim, so why do we have to be mokin Rabbi Yehuda Hadidei Hadirabe? Just say Hashto Asus Lahochi Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda Kirabe Sviralei. We could say that Rabbi Yehuda really holds like his Rebbe, and that there is at least a din lechatchila of Hashmei La'asuch Hamasha Tamotzi Bicha. It's fine because now we have a Tana. All of a sudden, first, you know, originally we only had two Tanai in Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi was pretty clear that b'di'evid nami lo. But now we have a Tana that says lechatchila yes, which is Lokasha Harav Meir Harav Yehuda. So just to review, Ezra, what we have is three shitas in the Tanaim. The extremes are Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Achar Kavana Salev Hin Hin Adatvarim. Rabbi Yosi will say, Shema, Hashmei Lashalacha Mashatamotzi Bivicha, even Leikuva. And Rabbi Yehuda will say, Lechatchila in Diabed Lo. Okay, so Tznan, Hasamakol Kshirim Likros Esamigila, Chutz Mecheire Shotavakatan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bakatan. So Mantan Acherish Diabed Nami Lo. I'm Rav Masna, as we just said, Rabbi Yosi, he did not a Koresh Mavlosh Milos, no Yatza de Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosi Amr Lo Yatza, I mean, my dear Rabbi Yosi, the Evan Nami Lo, Dilma Rabbi Huda, Ulachatchila Hudelo, Had Yavit Chapir Domi, Lo Salkadaitech, Dektani Cheresh, Domya de Shotavakata, Ma Shotavakata, and the Evan Nami Lo, Af Cheresh, the Evan Nami Lo, so better to say that it's Aliba de Rabbi Yosi, Vidilma Haka de Isa, maybe we should be mechalik between the different areas of Kriyat Shema and Megillah. Hakad Isa and Hakad Isa. We must just look at Rabbi Yehuda. Bahav Miktani Sefer Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan Michal Dereisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to help you because Rabbi Yehuda himself already weighed in on this Mishnah. V'dilma Chula Rabbi Yehuda He Utrei Gavni Katan V'Chasir Machshav Hakiktani Al Kol Kshirim Likros Es Megillah. Chutz mecheres shatavikatan, b'medvar mevitin katan shelo yigilachina chaval katan shigilachina chavilu chalchila kasher de Yehuda sheri Yehuda machshir b'katan. The Balei Tosfos point out that this would be a very unusual formulation. So the problem is mayo kimta ki Rabbi Yehuda b'di'evedin lechatchila lo or hadatani Rabbi Yehuda b'reder Rabbi Shimon Pazi cheres hamidaber v'enu shemei atarim lechatchila money lo Rabbi Yehuda, because again we just said Rabbi Yehuda will say it's only acceptable on a b'di'evid level. Lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says b'di'evid it's not acceptable at all. So again, who would say that this is acceptable lechatchila? I Rabbi Yehuda d'yevid in lechatchila lo. I Rabbi Yosi d'yevid nami lo. Alamai Rabbi Yehuda ve'afilu lechatchila nami. So now the Gemara is going to circle back and say, no, we can save ourselves from this by bringing Rabbi Meir into the mix. Alahadatani lo yivarechad b'rechas hamazon v'libo yimbirach yatzi money lo Rabbi Yehuda, because we just said Rabbi Yehuda would accept the lechatchila. Can't be Rabbi Yosi, because he'd say b'di'evid nami lo. So I Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar afil lechatchila nami. I Rabbi Yosi ha'amar afil b'di'evid nami lo. The olam Rabbi Yehuda he v'afil lechatchila nami v'lo kasha didei hadirabe. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Lezer, and Azariah, Kerei Shema, Sarech, Shashmiel, Azazno, Shanemar, Shema, Yisrael, Amar, Lor, Meir, Harei, Omer, Sharnuch, Mitzav, Chayom, Al, Vavecha, Achar, Kavan, Asalev, Hein, and Atvarim, Hashda, Asalachi, Ophilu, Sim, Rabbi Yehuda, Kirabi, Sfirulei, Lokasha, Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha, Rabbi Meir. So again, the conclusion of the Gemara is about to come up, but let's just quickly review. What we're saying is there are three shitos in terms of saying things audibly. We assume that they apply across all areas. Rabbi Meir will say, you never need to achar kavanas alev hein in advarim. Rabbi Yossi says, you always need to. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's l'chatchila in. You should have to do it l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, if you didn't do it, you should still be yotze. Three shitos, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, three of the five great talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Shela, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, again the way that was quoted, again Hashkoriya Shema Tzarech Sheyashmiel La'azno Shanemar Shema Yisrael, okay, Ve'alacha Rabbi Yehuda, and again the halacha is in accordance to Rabbi Yehuda. Tzricha Diyashmin Alacha Rabbi Yehuda Havmin Afilu Chatchila, that it means the Rabbi Yehuda version that is acceptable Chatchila, Kamash Malan, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, that in other words that at least the Chatchila, you should have to say it audibly. That this is an absolute requirement, like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, very good. So let's hold it up here and circle back to a number of the Bali Atosos. The Bali Atosos start out by telling you, we wanted to say the Koach of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds b'di'evin amilo, that Shema Hashmei lo'ashnecha masha atamotzi mipincha is li'ikuva. So Tosas asks a very important question that has shas implications. V'im tomar lishma'inan kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. Why not start in the opposite direction, that it's to tell me the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, l'chatchila nami lo, de koach datera adif. What's the principle of koach datera adif, Ilan? What's the logic there? Why would we say sometimes koach datera adif? Ben Sion? Koach datera adif yenison? It requires. You can always be machmir. But koach datera adif, Rabbi Yehuda tell you that lichatchila, it's totally acceptable for a person who's not able to hear what he's saying to say Shema in that way. So that requires a much bigger chiddush. Right? So if you want to tell me a chiddush, koach datera is the bigger chiddush. So Yeshlomar came into Rabbi Yehuda lodarish hashmei lashocha. Ain kan shum chiddush upshita lechatchila mechatesi laosro yishari diavad who adin lechatchila. So Tosas is saying something now. Just like the question was very important because it introduces the principle of koach datera adif. The answer is also extremely important. In other words, unless you have a gzeras akasav to tell you Ezra that you need to hear something, what basis would you have to say that you need to hear something? It's only because of the gzeras akasav of Shema that you even think along these lines. But if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Hashmei Alashnecha Masha Tamotzim Picha, rather he hears B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea, so what basis would you have to say that it's Aser at all? Of course it's acceptable L'chatchila. So Tosas' answer is Ein Kan Shum Chiddush. It's not like Koach Tatera Adif, because there's no basis to say that it's Aser. The only basis to say that it's Aser, Avi, is if you hold Hashmei Alashnecha Masha Tamotzim Picha. And that's a Rabbi Yossi drasha, not a Rabbi Yehuda drasha, we think anyway at this stage in the Gemara. Next Tosas. E Rabbi Yossi diyevin amilo, v'im tamar le'olamei melecha Rabbi Yossi hi. And why can't we just make mechalik between the areas? Zabir kasamazan shayni de lo ksiv beishma, de bishlam atruma de le'el u'megillah de le'kaman, shehen de v'rabanan yesh le'demosam le'kriyat shma, shetiknu, shetarach yashmeh le'ozno kemo be'kriyat shma, v'tiknu mamish, shelo yetze kemo be'kriyat shma. Aval birka samazon shimi daraisa kevin de luchso ksiv beishma lama yeshlan latakein shelo yetsi im lo hishmiel laosno kevin de mina tora yatsa. Who can explain Tosas's question to me?
When the rabbanim were establishing it, came
for excellent. So for Megillah and Truma, in other words, Megillah is already a din de rabbanan, but the bracha is always going to be the rabbanan. Called the tikkun rabbanan came daraisa tikkun. They should have made it exactly the way that Shema is. But Birchas Hamazon itself is a din de'oraisa ve'achalta ve'sevata rechta shem elokecha. And if there's no gzeras akasav there of Shema, of Hashmei Elosh nechamasha tamotzi mipicha, which is Rabbi Yossi's drasha, which tells you that b'di'evad, you are not Yotzei Shema, you'd have to go back to repeat it if you didn't hear what exactly was said, so that why in the world, what right have you to apply that to Birkas HaMazon if that's not written in the Torah? See, Yishlomar, Shekevin, Shetikni, Shetzarech, Lashmiya, Laozno, Kibol B'Kriyat Shema, Ho, Midurabanan, Miyatzarech, Lashmiya, Ein L'chalik, Min Kriyat Shema, Vin Birkas HaMazon, Afilu B'diyavet, Islan L'meymar, Shalo Yatzah. So basically, the answer to Tosfos is very subtle. And the answer to Tosfos is as follows. If you're willing to assume, Ezra, that all of the brachos, the bracha on truma, birchas hamitzvah, as well as Megillah, that the rabbis established it on the pattern of Shema, they wouldn't have established it on the pattern of Shema unless that was the consensus d'oraisa. In other words, why would you choose? Well, the tikkun rabban tein d'oraisa tikkun is fine, but why would you have chosen to establish it like Shema if you had an equal paradigm of birchas hamazon, maybe even a better paradigm, because birchas hamazon is a bracha. And Shema is a din kriya in its own right. So if you're willing to assume, as the Gemara clearly does assume, the working assumption of the Gemara is that we should be consistent. Like I said, it's a din klali across all the areas. If you hold it has to be audible in Shema, it has to be audible for Truma, and it has to be audible in terms of Megillah, and it should be audible in terms of Birkas HaMazon. We have four different areas. So why would you model it on Shema and not Birkas HaMazon? The Tosfos says it's clear from the thrust of the Gemara, the general direction of the Gemara, that if you hold it, it has to be audible in one area, and it has to be audible in the other area. So there's no reason to be mechalik between Birkas HaMazon and Shema. Next issue, this is a famous issue. So Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, we tell him raise a Katan Mari, right? Because the Gemara raised the possibility of Chasuri Machshir V'Hachiktanim, Katan Shigia L'Chinach versus Katan Shalo Yigia L'Chinach. So you tell him raise a Katan Mari, B'Katan Shalo Yigia L'Chanach, Chayim Rin Amperak Rahu Be'azdin, Shekol Shein HaMechuyah B'Davarein HaMotis HaRabim Dei Chobah. So, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So it's probably not a Katan Shalo Yigia L'Chinach. If the Ibi Agia L'Chinach, my time with the Rabbanan, the Asri. Hare Kriyas HaMegillah Der Rabbanan, Ve'aminon Katan Shigia L'Chinach Mi Der Rabbanan Kegadol Poter Der Rabbanan, Kedamra L'Kaman, Perek Misha Meso, the Katan Motzi Aviv, Shol Achol L'Kezayis, the Hainu Der Rabbanan. That a Katan gave Motzi his father, even though his father is a Chia Birkas HaMazon Der Raisa, in general, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta t'gavr d'araisa, but the chiyuv is only d'rabbanan, because he only had a kezayis, there wasn't really sevia, heim hechmir al atzman ad kezayis, but that's really only a din d'rabbanan, the way the Baalei Tosfos are saying it. So in that case, a child can say the bracha for his father. So what's the famous answer that Tosfos quotes here? It's a very famous Tosfos. You heard it probably a million times already. That really, yeah, we are talking about a katan shigia l'chinuch. But the reason that it's not so obvious for the Rabbanan to allow that, the rabbis will not allow that in Megillah, is one thing to say about Birkas HaMazon, because there you have one Rabbanan offsetting the other Rabbanan. The child's Chiyav is only Rabbanan, and the father's Chiyav in this particular case, because he only had a Kezias, is Rabbanan. But in Megillah, the child, so to speak, has two Rabbanans. The entire Chiyav of Megillah is Rabbanan, and the child's obligation happens to be derabanan, so his chiyuv is on a lower level than the adult's chiyuv because the adult only has one derabanan. It's kind of like a shvus to shvus against the shvus. So let's put the 2 day as a Tosfos on the ledger. I said the more famous one, and then I'll give you a totally different answer. Nah, you don't really have an idea that a katan can ever be motzi a gadol. That's a very, very rare exception, and that's a world of Birkas HaMazon, because there's really no obligation to bench whatsoever in that case. Okay, shiny Birkas HaMazon, she chumra yaseh. That's a big chumra that we accepted ourselves to bench, so we'll allow the katan to be motzi you, because really there's no fundamental obligation to bench. Okay. Inami, hasam laka bekatan alachad derabanan and the ma'isha katan alachol kedei sviya, lekachasi derabanan motzi derabanan aval hacha. The guy bekatan ikatarti derabanan. He's obligated on a much lower level than Megillah derabanan. Megillah zechiyav derabanan veakatan derabanan. Eino yachol lahotzi heichad laka alachad derabanan. Okay, we're going to think of a completely different answer. Suggest this based on a shir I heard from Rav Ilsa. What's the nature of the chiyuv derabanan that a katan has by Megillah? Well, of course. But Ilan, who has the obligation? So it could be, it depends on the area. Depends on the area of halacha, but Vilson once gave a shir, a very, very beautiful chakira in the obligation of chinuch. It's obvious obligation of chinuch. But there are some areas where a child reaches a certain age, and so he now, so the rabbi said that there's a chiyuv that inheres in the child. The Torah doesn't ever say a chiyuv inheres in the child. The rabbi say the chiyuv inheres in the child to do X, Y, or Z. Say, take a lulav. Sit in the sukkah. Sometimes a child reaches a certain age and now his father has an obligation. The rabbi said, now there's an obligation on the father to do X, Y, or Z. Maybe to get him a pair of tefillin. Maybe to teach him Torah. So it could very well be that the chachamim will say no. Even if the child has an obligation that's rabbinic, the obligation isn't here in the child. The obligation is a din in the father. So forget about this one derabanan, two derabanan issue that Tosfos gets up to. Even if you say, okay, the father's obligation is derabanan, but the child doesn't have a co-equal derabanan obligation, even if it's one-to-one ben sion, because you can see that the katan, shegi lechinuch, doesn't have an obligation to Megillah. Maybe his father has to then bring him to hear the Megillah being read. So it depends on what you think the nature of the chiyuv of a katan, shegi lechinuch, is b'kriyas ha-Megillah. So if it's an obligation that inheres in his father to make sure he's there, who said he can read the Megillah for a gadol? He doesn't have the same kind of obligation. He doesn't have a personal obligation at all to read the Megillah. He has an obligation. His father should bring him to hear the Megillah being read. The obligation here is in his father, not in him. So that's not a co-equal obligation. That's not, okay, wonder Rabbanan, wonder Rabbanan. It's a qualitatively different kind of an obligation than the chi of the Rabbanan that each and every one of us has to read the Megillah, or to be yotze through Shomei Kohen. So it depends on what the nature of the chi of the Rabbanan really is, and that always depends on the area of chinuch. So that's a very, very important issue to be aware of. Okay, so we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Again, the Psak Halach of the Gemara, three Tanai, Remeir Lechatchila, Rabbi Yossi B'di'evin Amilo. So the Gemara came down right in the middle. We paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lechatchila, we should always, say things audibly, but B'di'evin, if we don't, then a person could still be Yotze.